T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
And here they are, your latest gossip headlines being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Check out their balance transfer solutions to help you pay off those high-interest credit card debts that you may have racked up for Christmas. For more details, you can check out pvcu.org. And now, Dina with Dirt. What's going on?
All right. Well, he is the first Bachelor star to be bobbleheaded, and it should come as no surprise. Harrison, the host of the franchise, been officially inducted into the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame with not one, but two limited edition bobbleheads. Mm. It's got one with Chris standing up holding a rose. And the other, Chris, is sitting down next to a table with candles and a vase full of roses. Now, both are set on a pedestal of an open rose. The standing one, the pedestal is removable. I don't know if this is like a playset or something. Never had a bobblehead playset, but...
It's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get your own bobblehead made of yourself, but this is different. Yeah. This is going someplace, right?
Why would I want to stare at a bobblehead of myself?
I don't know. It's like after we have too much coffee, our heads bobble anyway.
Yeah, so this is cool. I don't know the last time I've heard of someone being honored with two bobbleheads like this at the same time. So they're available for pre-order. Yep, get yours now.
Glad to hear it.
Sounds like Gwen Stefani is going to get to marry Blake Shelton in a Catholic church now. This is what she's wanted for such a long time. According to Us Weekly, the Catholic Church has finally granted Gwen an annulment from her first husband, Bush's Gavin Rossdale.
Oh.
Yeah, she's been waiting for this. Sora said Gwen was told the decision was made, but she's just got to wait for the actual notification, which she should be getting in writing in the next few weeks, but it's said to be official. So congrats to her.
It's always great to have it in a church. Yeah.
Well, we say goodbye to some people in Hollywood. ER actor Deezer D has died. You know him as Nurse Malik on ER. He was on that show from 94 through 2009. And they said that they believe he had a heart attack. They're not sure yet. He had major heart surgery about 10 years ago. So this could have been contributed to that. And Police Academy actress Marion Ramsey passed away at the age of 73. She'd been sick. We don't know from what and, you know, what's happened, but we'll keep you posted. But you know her as Officer Laverne Hooks from all the Police Academy.
Oh, yeah.
And they were the high-pitched, whispery-voiced officer.
Yes. I love those movies, too. And there's like 13 sequels to that. Being sarcastic, but there's a lot of different sequels.
Yeah,
so she was in quite a few.
Yeah, she was in all of them. And Miley Cyrus shared that her longtime friend, her dog, has passed away, her rescue pit bull named Mary Jane. And she had been diagnosed with cancer. Miley knew this was coming, but she said, spending the last year with her has been absolutely special and amazing. And she's her spirit animal. And that her rescue pup had rescued her heart every time it had been broken. So our thoughts are with all those people in Hollywood today. Kylie Skin launched a hand sanitizer spray yesterday. This is Kylie Jenner's company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a 2 ounce. Now,
oh my gosh,
small. It's not much.
Like a little travel one. Yeah. Like 2 inches tall. Yep.
Little 2 ounce bottle. According to delisted.com, it's going for $7 plus tax and shipping. A lot of people super angry about this, considering Kylie's worth about $1 billion. They're disgusted that she's taking advantage of people and trying to make a profit off a pandemic. But, well, you know, if her minions want to waste their money on it.
Does it moisturize? Are there any added value to it? You know what I mean?
Much.
Like, is it something, is it glittery?
Has her name on it?
I think you're paying for the pink bottle. Yeah, it just has her name on it. 80% alcohol spray.
Isn't like she a little late to the game for this? I mean, people were putting out alcohol hand sanitizer and, months ago.
Yeah, but nobody was charging $7. I mean, I think I got a 64-ounce jug for maybe $4.
Yeah, she just
hard to find anymore.
Yeah, she's just taking like little Purell bottles and putting stickers over them. You gotta wonder. Mm-hmm. She's not marking these things up.
Well, hey, nobody can force us to buy them, right? And that's your dirt at 6:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 7:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Don't miss the Kellogg Crew Morning Show. Ask your smart speaker to play 94.7 WMAS on radio.com to hear us live.